أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين وما لنا لا نؤمن بالله وما جاءنا من الحق ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين فأثابهم الله بما قالوا جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء المحسنين والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from verse 83 to 86 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a particular group of Christians that were more affectionate towards the Muslims because they were priests, they were monks, they did not have any takabbur, any pride. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them in greater detail, and here was that incident in the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed Hijrat to Abyssinia had taken place, two hijrats had actually taken place. Now the time had come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made Hijrat to Madina Tayyibah. Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hears that everything is safe in Madina Munawwara. Now the time to return from Abyssinia to go back to Madina Munawwara. Najashi, the leader of Abyssinia, does not just send Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu off like that, but he sends in the company of Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Different narrations have different numbers. One narration has there were 70 priests, 70 amongst them, 8 were from Syria, the balance were all from Abyssinia. Would Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu reaches Madina Tayyiba, and when these priests saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very first thing that they did to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite for us from that which Allah had revealed to you. In one narration, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the verses of Yasin, and as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, they began to tear, and the tears flowed down their eyes. That was clearly visible to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, and Allah says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ, when they heard what was revealed to the Rasul, to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. You, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you saw the eyes flowing with tears because of that which they recognized from the truth, that they recognize that this is the very same wahi, the same kind of wahi that had been revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا. Immediately they submitted to Allah Ta'ala and they said, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا. O Allah, we have brought iman. فَاكْتُبَنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So Allah, you write us, you inscribe us amongst the shahideen, those who bear witness. In other words, we have accepted this iman, we have accepted these words, we have accepted this kalima and this Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In certain riwayat, some of the Yahud of Medina had observed this entire scene, and they began to rebuke these Christians, saying to them that why and how have you brought iman without any investigation? And this rebuke continued. Their response to them was, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ, and how can we not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and how can we not bring iman in that which has come to us from the truth? وَنَطْمَعُ أَن يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا ma'al qawmi salihin. We have the desire that our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits us with those people, that group of people who are the salihin, who are the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they warded the taunt and the rebuke also, remaining firm on their iman. فأثابهم الله بما قالوا جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had rewarded them because of what they had said. And what they had said was, آمنا, O Allah, we had brought iman. And what would be the reward? جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار, gardens under which rivers flow. خالدين فيها, they will remain in it forever. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and that is the jaza, the reward, the recompense of those who do good. On the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, then those who disbelieved and denied the verses of Allah Ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ, then they are the inhabitants, the people of the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies that those that were closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were this particular group of people that came and embraced deen at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we should also ponder that they heard for the first time the kitab of Allah and it caused their eyes to flow with tears. How many times don't we hear the kitab of Allah? What happens and what is the condition of our hearts? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.